Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's 7 a.m. on Saturday the 21st of March. And this is Adrian Dale talking to you again from the church, where I'm testing the technology that we hope the vicar will be able to use tomorrow in her morning service. I'd like to give you a brief update as to what happened in the village yesterday. So the day started with me asking for volunteers to help with the delivery of the takeaway and delivery service menus to all the houses around the village. And I was very pleased by the fact that three volunteers stepped forward immediately, and then later the Chelveston events team offered to take on the responsibility for this in the future. So thanks go out to Sam Mace, Ashley Fett, Janellen and Ellie Reedman, and then to Carol Parsons, Jenny Harwood and Tricia Buckman from the events team. Now Carol will be looking for volunteers for each street in the village so that we can speed up delivery in the future. The importance of paper newsletters was actually underlined when I was stopped in the street by a lady yesterday who said that she doesn't use technology, and she was delighted to receive a newsletter through her door the other day telling her about the volunteers that are in the village. It was a great source of comfort to her knowing that there are people out there looking out for everyone. The takeaway and delivery service from the Star and Garter started yesterday, and I think Naomi was thrilled by the response. In fact, she put out a call for volunteers in the evening for people who might be able to deliver in Chelveston. And I'd like to thank Laura Simmons and Alison Holly for stepping forward to do that. And in the light of the announcements later, there's obviously might be some changes, but we'll have to see how that works out during the day when Naomi works out the details. Thanks go out to James Bird, who put up a very useful graphic yesterday showing the importance of social distancing and how it'll help in the fight against the coronavirus. I'll say a little bit more about that later, but I will leave that graphic up on the board today. Joanne Card also posted a very useful note yesterday telling us that ASDA opening hours will be changing unexpectedly. Now, from Monday, I think all of supermarkets will be changing their opening hours, so it's worthwhile looking at the press and listening to local radio to find out what's changing. I said yesterday that I was looking to build up a list of all of the vulnerable households in the village. This is now nearly complete in Chelveston and Caldecott. I only have two households I'm not quite sure about, and I'll be sourcing those out today. But I do have a blind spot in Chelston Rise. We have about a quarter of Chelston Rise on our volunteer network, but that still leaves quite a number of houses that are unaccounted for. So could I ask, please, for people to contact me privately if you're aware of anybody in Chelston Rise that might fall into the vulnerable category. Yesterday I had lots of private messages from Chelveston and Caldecott that helped me complete the picture. I'd like to do the same today for Chelston Rise. Now, yesterday evening came a number of announcements to the Prime Minister which were quite surprising about reinforcing the social distancing measures. And ironically, it came through just as the pub was getting very, very busy with people going in on a Friday night for a drink. There was certainly a sense of camaraderie and people wanting to stay together. That sense of community was certainly coming through. But obviously from today, the pub has to close that side of its service. Naomi still has to work out the details because she still wants to keep a viable business and still wants the takeaway and delivery service to continue. But we have to work out ways of staying together as a community, even if we can't stand closer than 6 feet apart. That'll take some thinking about over the next few days. We've all got to be sensible. We can still go outside. We can still walk our dogs, which a lot of people do. But I did notice yesterday that even the dog walkers were standing much further apart whilst chatting. So I shall be meeting by telephone, I can assure you, with Ray Daniels and Mark Hunter, the clerk of the parish council, to see what else we can do to help the village as we move forward in these slightly uncertain times. We're in uncharted waters, but we will get through this, no question whatsoever about that. So I'll sign off now and thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.